I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I had a chance to sit down with YMCA of Marquette County Interim CEO Jenna Zadunek for an update on things happening at the Y concerning its future and its new board of directors. Here's more on the latest at the YMCA of Marquette County with Jenna Zadunek.
It's been a really exciting couple weeks, and it just makes things so much more hopeful for me, and I'm very, very excited for our future. We had an annual meeting last week, and we were, you know, right in front of our membership, staff of the YMCA of the USA, myself, and our new board members, and we just went through the last 9 months, and we talked about history too, and when we started the Y, and I think that's important to remember why we started this YMCA in Marquette and why it was needed. And so we talked a lot about that, but it was the first time we were in front of our membership. We invited every member. We made it a social event, and we were very honest and transparent, and I think that's what needed to happen. It was time to get in front of them and let them ask any question they wanted.
What did they want to know? What were they talking with you about?
They wanted to know a lot of specific details about how this happened. They wanted to know what we've changed so it doesn't happen again. They wanted to know, you know, specific debt or what our interest payments were right now, you know, what our challenges were ahead and how they could help. I mean, that was the best thing. And they said, well, I know that person. I'll talk to them. Or how can I volunteer? How can I help? And they want to be involved.
Now, you have now assembled a new board of directors and a new chairperson of that. Tell us about the latest with the board.
Yes, I'm so pleased to say that we have 17 new board members, and these are amazing people. A couple months ago, I didn't know if we were going to have anyone apply to be on the board. I mean, I was very fearful of that. And so this is something YMCA of the USA has been working on. And Michelle Butler is our new board president. She was the founding board president, and really the last 9 months has really mentored me and helped me, along with the Friends of the Y, you know, a lot of those former and founding board members. And so I'm so happy to have seven of our founding and former board members back out of those 17, as well as just some very strong, wonderful leaders in our community.
We're talking with Jenna Zadunek from the YMCA of Marquette County. You mentioned that the Y National, YUSA, was in this meeting. What's their take on what's being done here now at the Marquette County Y to get through some of the changes?
They're very pleased. You know, Daryl, our new resource director, has just been incredible. And he is, this is one of the things he wanted to do. You know, he wanted to set the reset button in everything we possibly could. And so new board, new leadership, we're looking at everything we're doing internally and making sure that we have everything in line to have a very strong, healthy future ahead. He's coming back in January to go through a some board governance, board training, orientation, get all of our committees set. So our board will run, you know, the way a board should, and our board members will have the proper training and will understand what the responsibilities are, as well as, you know what lies ahead and what our challenges are.
You mentioned that you had a very interactive membership at this meeting. You've got 17 people on the board. YUSA now is obviously in your corner with getting the restructuring and things back on track. What has the organization, what have you learned at the Y out of what happened?
We've learned a lot. We've learned that communication is key. We've learned that we have to be very honest with our creditors, with our members. You know, I've had lots of one-on-one conversations with a lot of people. I've made a lot of apologies on behalf of our organization, and I've had to mend a lot of fences. And I really appreciate how our community has been so understanding and patient with us. And so, you know, it hasn't been easy, but we've learned that we need to make sure everyone knows what the responsibilities are. We're following our bylaws. We have all those committees in place that a board should have, and all of the checks and balances. I mean, right away, we changed a lot of things internally, the management staff and I, and now it'll just be the board helping us get to that next level, working with the board, working with YUSA, and just, you know, the board, the staff, the members, and YUSA working together to really continue this fight. Things are getting to be so much better, but of course, we still have our challenges. We were able to make, you know, we basically did our own reorganization, our own restructure, and we're able to cut a lot of debt, cut payroll, cut our AP down. And so we've got a couple meetings coming up this week and next week, extremely important meetings with a couple of our largest creditors. And we're hoping that those go well so we can go into 2017 with an even more decreased debt on our books.
That's the comments of YMCA of Marquette County Interim CEO Jenna Zadunek. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.